Congregation may be seated. Welcome, friends. This service is for the purpose of worshiping God, witnessing to the resurrection that we have and know in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and honoring the memory of Margaret Jane McClure Blom, beloved friend and relative of so many who are gathered here today. In many ways, one who grew up part of her life, a little bit of it here. As you know, her father, Scott, was pastor here for many, many years. And it's an honor to have so many preachers in her family to help in the service today. It's a little bit of a trip down memory lane for them to be back. So John and Annie and Marion, we're glad that you'll be able to participate. You know, when we say goodbye to a departed loved one or friend, we find that a single sentence may be too much because it only deepens the grief of those of us who are left behind. And yet, 100 sentences, 1,000 sentences, or even 1,000 paragraphs are never quite enough, because how can you encapsulate a person's life no matter how many sentences or paragraphs you say? So in addition to the words we will say, the songs we will sing, the scriptures we will read, we will each remember Jane privately in our own hearts. Let us come to God in prayer. Eternal Spirit, before whom the generations rise and pass away, even in the presence of death, our first words to thee are in praise of thine unnumbered mercies. For the memory of loved ones now departed, in whom we have seen the light of thy presence, we praise thee, O Lord. For victories of character over trial, of courage over difficulty, of faith over sorrow, and for all souls who have done justly and loved mercy and walked humbly with thee, we sing our joyful praises. Grant us such spiritual triumph in the memory of Jane Blom, that in our hearts death may be swallowed up in the knowledge of thy great victory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Blessed are those who mourn. Love is stronger than death. Many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it.
Thank you.
At a time like this, we turn to the scripture, especially to the Psalms, and especially this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To God be the glory. Amen.
Well, it's been a while since I've been in this pulpit, and just want to say a word of thanks for all of you for coming, and Bill, for your wonderful support and the support of the entire staff here as we've moved forward towards this particular day. I teach preaching, and I advise my students not to do what I'm about to do. And that is to preach a sermon at the death of someone in your family. But after talking with Bill and just thinking it through, we thought this might be a good idea. So bear with me if my feelings move upon me in mysterious ways. Hear now the word of God from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 7 to 13. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part, but when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, but then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Will you pray with me? Send forth your Holy Spirit, O Lord, into our hearts and minds, that we might hear your word in these words. Amen. Well, our dear sister, friend, companion in life, Jane, is gone. We can no longer hear her beautiful laugh or bask in the radiance of her elegant beauty and gracefulness. We can no longer listen to her beautiful singing that used to take place right there, or watch her win every award at graduation ceremonies. We can no longer feel her gentle touch, see her pruning plants in her garden. We can no longer hear her valued advice or hear her voice on the telephone. We are left with so many memories and so many feelings. In this biblical text, the Apostle Paul talks about many things that will die, prophecies will die, by which he means things such as sermons, to which people like me and Jane's sister Marion, well, we've kind of dedicated our lives to that, as did my father. And tongues, they will die. That's a strange word, but he just means miracles, like speaking in tongues that occurred at Pentecost, but also including miracles of healing, such as those to which Jane and Bruce and Jane's brother Scott have dedicated their lives. That also will come to an end, he says. And knowledge will also die, something all McClure family members cherish dearly, and perhaps most especially Melissa. All these things perish. But all these things also give us a partial view of the reality of God's creation or purposes. They are ways to see in a mirror dimly what we will one day see face to face. Jane and her family and many of her friends and most of us here today are committed to these and other ways of seeing the face of God reflected dimly in this world. We study history, philosophy, science. We go to offices. We enter into relationships in order to care for others, others who may be ill in body, mind, or spirit. We speak these words of prophecy. Yet as Paul clearly states here, all of these things come to an end, at least as physical and intellectual activities. What abides, though? What he says abides. What lingers, according to the Apostle Paul, what endures, are what these and other physical and intellectual activities so dimly express: faith, hope, love. Faith, which is living with God. Hope, which is living for God. Love, which is living in God. These things abide. Jane had faith. She lived with God. She didn't wear faith on her sleeve like a badge or a prize, something on display, but she lived with a clear sense of God's presence. Music was perhaps the most profound way she experienced that faith, the withness, being with God. Felt deeply when the words and the music became a threshold to God's actual presence in her life. So much of that happened right here in this sanctuary. And her life then invites us to consider how and where we find ourselves with God, with the power of life, the power that sustains and holds us every day. Such faith abides, the Apostle Paul says. It endures. It lives on. And Jane had hope. She lived for God. She believed in the future that God wanted, where people are cared for, where they are healed, where they are restored, where they belong, where they have a chance in life. As a physician, this was her life. But it was also there in her care for an ailing step-grandmother, Virginia, for years, in her endowing of a scholarship for young musicians, and it was there in her tending to the beauty of God's creation through her gardening. Her life invites us to consider more deeply how and where we live for God, as witnesses to new and better life for everyone around us. Such hope abides, the Apostle Paul says. It endures, it lingers on. But most importantly, Jane lived a life of love. And as the Bible tells us, God is love, plain and simple. In this sense, Jane lived in God. She abided in God, in love. It was easy to see in her laugh when she would look at you, when you'd say something. I used to try all the time to make Jane laugh because it would get her smiling. You knew she loved you. In her deep care for her family, it was there, and for her friends. Most of all, it was there in her relationship over these many years with Bruce. You know, she and Bruce were married here, right here in this room, right here in this place, in this sanctuary, a celebration of great love, enduring love, human love, all wrapped up in the arms of God. This love, living in love, wrapped up in those arms, in God, that abides. It endures. It lives on. It is stronger than death. Many waters cannot quench such love. Neither can the floods drown it. So I believe we stand on holy ground today, all of us, in this sanctuary. I can feel it deep in my bones, a place where we are embraced by the faith and the hope and the love of generations of people. So many of you have been a part of that love and care and community of care for my family, for our family, all of us, for years. Faith, hope, and love, these are precious gifts in today's world. In 1847, Henry Light, at the end of his life, wrote his last and best remembered hymn, "Abide with Me," which we will sing at the close of this sermon. Light probably had this scripture in mind, this scripture for today, when he asked for God to abide with me, to linger, to stay, to endure with me. He is asking most of all for the love of God so strongly expressed on the cross of Jesus Christ, for that to abide with him, that love. It is this love, the greatest of these, that we celebrate most of all today in the life of Jane and Bruce and our family and in each one of you here in this sanctuary, a love that is stronger than death. May this love continue to abide in each one of us today and every day. And to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let's join our hearts and minds in a prayer of thanksgiving for the life of Jane. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your servants who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your servant Jane, whose baptism is now complete in death. We praise you for the gift of her life, for all in her that was good and kind and faithful, for the grace you gave her that kindled in her the love she had for you and enabled her to serve you faithfully. With heartfelt gratitude, we remember Jane's whole body laughter, her offering of herself in song, and her demonstration that learning is important enough to demand self-discipline. For Jane's devotion to her parents, husband, siblings, grandparents, all family, her love of plants and pets, and her service to congregations and worthy organizations, we offer thanks. On behalf of the many clients and patients she served with great precision and care, we say thank you too. And we thank you that for Jane, death is past and pain ended, and that she has now entered the joy you have prepared through Jesus Christ, in whom you reveal and offer your perfect love. Amen. And now let's join in saying together the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. And now, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend into your hands, O merciful Savior, our sister and your servant, Jane Blanc. Acknowledge, we humbly pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her now in the arms of your mercy, in the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints of light, that great cloud of witnesses that is compassed about us. All this we pray in the strong name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of God's Holy Spirit be with you from this day forth and forevermore. Amen.